And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 23rd of May, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet Jane Kenyon, born Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1947. Lived with the poet Donald Hall, her husband, in New Hampshire. Lived there until her untimely death of leukemia at the age of 47. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Goodnight Moon, Margaret Wise Brown, born Brooklyn, 1910. She believed that kids would rather read about things in their own world than fairy tales and fables. Wrote nearly 100 picture books under several pen names. She was a lovely blonde, had green eyes, a little eccentric, lived on the Upper East Side of New York. At one time, she dated Juan Carlos, the Prince of Spain. When she was 42, she met James Stillman Rockefeller, Jr. He was 26. They were engaged to be married when Margaret Wise Brown died suddenly. She'd had surgery a few weeks before. She was kicking up her leg like a can-can dancer to show her doctor how good she felt, and the kick dislodged a blood clot in her leg, which went to her heart and killed her. She had no children of her own. She left the royalties for most of her books to a 9-year-old neighbor boy, Albert Clark. It came to about $5 million, which he squandered, spending his life in and out of jail, making a series of bad real estate deals. And it's the birthday of the man who, when studying meteorology, gave birth to what became chaos theory, Edward Norton Lorenz, West Hartford, Connecticut, 1917. He coined the term the butterfly effect, trying to explain how small actions in a dynamic system like the atmosphere could trigger vast and unexpected changes. Here's a poem for today by Davy Walders, Anniversary. That you and I and you, this 25th year, after you stamped your foot, shattered the glass, and friends, so many dead or forgotten, applauded in a ballroom long abandoned, 25 years of Monday goodbyes, monthly wars, with stacks of bills, bags of garbage, frozen gutters, nights filled with pink medicines, fevered cheeks on shoulders, the other hand reaching for the pediatrician's call, termites chewing, and hours waiting for the door to open, holding our own daughter's head, vomiting beer into our own leaking toilet, that now, as mirrors mark the descent of breasts, the tub catches silvered pubic hair, and our eyes wear pouches and hoods as though expecting rain, that you and I could smell the salt of each other, coming together after long absence, silent, still, staring up at the darkening ceiling, naked in a house with empty, orderly bedrooms, the last of dead roses and discarded boyfriends tossed out, your hand touching mine, our breathing slowing, the wonder of it all. Anniversary, a poem by Davy Walders from A More Perfect Union, published by St. Martin's Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.